California is planning to close its large institutions for the developmentally disabled. Over the past two decades, the state has been slowly closing them and moving developmentally disabled residents into smaller facilities. Today, the State Department of Developmental Services is submitting a proposal to lawmakers detailing the final steps for the closures. Here to explain what's happening is David Gorn, a reporter with Kaiser Health News. Hey, David.
Good to be here.
So this is a big philosophical shift in the care of the developmentally disabled. Can you give us a little bit of the backstory here? And who are the folks being treated at these centers?
These are people who are very fragile. I'd say they're probably the most fragile and the most expensive patients in the state. It's cerebral palsy. It's epilepsy. It's severe autism. They are what they call high-needs patients.
Mm-hmm. And what's the sort of thought behind moving them, and where are they going?
So the state wants to move them into more of a community-based setting. That means that it's a sort of a smaller group home, which philosophically is, the state says, is better for these patients. It also saves the state a lot of money.
At the peak in the 60s, there were 10 of these centers. How many are there now, and when are they going to be closed? And then I guess also, I know this isn't just about saving money, but how much money is going to be saved?
The state is figuring they save about $250 million a year. Each one of these patients costs about $500,000 a piece. There's about 776 of them left in these three facilities across the state. One is in Sonoma, one is in Costa Mesa, and one is in Porterville. There's two theories. And one is that they're going to get better care, that they're going to have a more independent life, that they're going to be able to make their own decisions because they're not in that big institution setting. At the same time, they cost about a third less to take care of in that setting. So yes, the state saves a lot of money.
And there's a real estate angle here because some of these properties are worth quite a bit of money.
There will be an ongoing fight, discussion, debate over what happens with the Sonoma and the Costa Mesa sites. Those are developers' dreams. The state is working with stakeholders, as they say, to decide how those facilities are used because the state owns the property.
Is there any controversy about the closing of these big institutions and this move to the smaller settings?
Consumer advocate groups are actually on board with this idea. They think that the quality of care will actually be improved. But a lot of the families are really concerned. The people in these facilities are extremely high needs. So for instance, one of the parents I talked to says, their son, who has been in these developmental centers for years, is a runner. So he just periodically takes off. In a large institution, he takes off. He's still on the grounds. If you're in a smaller residential facility, you can break out of them. You can get lost. And this particular parent had her son run across the highway and be hit by a car. So a lot of the parents are really concerned that their kids are in danger. But I would say this is a done deal. The state's submitting this plan today, and the legislature is going to approve it. The question is going to be if the timeline is long enough to properly transition all of these very fragile, very high-needs people into these smaller residential facilities. And then the question after that is going to be, what do you do with all that land?
That's David Gorn, a reporter for Kaiser Health News. Thanks, David.
Thank you.